WFB wrote his syndicated column on May 14th about a murder suspect. He killed three children. The suspect in jail asked to see a priest for confession. The prosecutor taped the exchange. He taped the Catholic confession. The archdiocese there jumped to action, citing a state statute that held that exchanges of this nature are confidential. The attorney general of the state used another statute to argue that only legal exchanges cannot be recorded. And besides, the priestly statute is mute, the AG argued, in this case, because there was a taping, thereby making it no longer confidential by way of fact. There was, after all, at this point, a technician who recorded it and a typist who transcribed it. On this, WFB wrote, "Now this is naked fascism, truly the end of the line. The relationship between a priest and a penitent is sacredly inviolate. A historian some time ago paused to reflect that in recorded history, there's no instance of a priest violating his confessional oath, except presumably under torture. What is now proposed in Oregon," Bill wrote, "is a direct challenge of a supernatural right. The ancient and venerable distinction is between what we owe Caesar and what we owe God. Sometimes the line is evasive. Sometimes it is as clear as the sun at noon. The idea that the state would intercept a communication between a penitent and his confessor yanks at the very pillars of separation between church and state. It is reassuring that the ACLU is intervening in Oregon to try to stay the hand of a district attorney who is perfectly prepared to acknowledge the sanctity of proceedings between prisoners and their lawyers, but prepared secretly to record and subsequently to publicize exchanges with a priest who serves in the Christian understanding in place of God himself." Buckley emphasized, "This is an absolutely clear-cut case justifying civil disobedience." That's not something built in on a regular basis. "If the state tells a citizen he may not pray to his own God, the state is by that very act a tyrant, meriting disobedience even with the use of force, if necessary, to prevent the usurpation. By no means do you have to be a penitential Catholic to feel strongly about religious freedom. In fact," Buckley went on to say, "a movement should instantly be organized in Oregon to impeach and disbar the district attorney. It is inconceivable that the movement would fail to get the backing of thoughtful people of any faith, every faith." To fully get the sense of how deeply he felt this, WFB went on to say, "The direct appeal should be made to everyone in the chain of command, to judges, jurors, bailiffs, stenographers, janitors. Refuse to cooperate with the proceedings in any way. Any intervention by the police should be resisted as confidently as one would have refused a Gestapo agent attempting to interrupt proceedings in a synagogue. Nothing less than the discharge of the district attorney will serve as a sign of contrition by the government of Oregon. This act of contrition to be done with music and noise and fireworks that properly mark a celebration over tyrannical initiatives."